Ruth will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
This week saw several stories related to older or disabled people. Age UK was featured twice, with news of their work on hydration resources and an innovative music and movement club. Vulnerable people have been let down by a decision to close a specialist care home, and a Paralympic swimmer has spoken about being snubbed by potential sponsors because she does not look disabled enough. And there is good news for Vision Norfolk to end this section. Paul will begin with the first story about Age UK.
Two prominent Age UK groups have joined forces to tackle common health issues faced by senior citizens. Age UK Salford and Norwich will share information and resources on hydration and nutrition, improving care for the over 50s. These health issues can have serious implications, with some older people becoming unwell or hospitalised. Both Age UK groups have made it their mission to provide tools and knowledge to healthcare professionals and volunteers, aiming to safeguard the well-being of the elderly they serve. Age UK Norwich, together with the University of East Anglia, have developed a variety of hydration resources. They are designed to support health professionals in determining whether their clients are adequately hydrated and to provide guidance on fluid intake adjustment if necessary. The resources include training materials, a video with crucial information about hydration, a leaflet, and standalone details on drinking and toilet visits. These resources can be accessed via the Age UK Norwich website. CEO of Age UK Norwich, Dan Skipper, said, "Too many people end up unwell or even hospitalised due to diet and drinking issues. Both can be a factor in falls, a common cause of hospitalisation in later life."
An innovative music and movement club promoting intergenerational activities is starting in Norwich. Age UK Norwich, Friend Indeed, Glowworms and Courton House have been partnered to promote the benefits of music and movement on overall well-being. Integrating with a pre-existing monthly community cafe run by Courton House at the Jubilee Centre in Lakenham, activities will include singing nursery rhymes, mild movement and emotive interactions with babies and preschoolers. From mood enhancements and recapturing childhood nostalgia to relationship building and collective singing, the club aims to foster a vibrant community atmosphere. Charlotte Govier, Health and Community Support Lead from Age UK Norwich, said, "I'm a huge advocate for intergenerational activity and the positive impact it has, not only for the younger generation, but those living in later life too." Echoing similar sentiments, Kelly Lindsay, founder and managing director of Friend Indeed, said, "Collaborating with Age UK Norwich is a fabulous opportunity for Friend Indeed. The sessions are scheduled for between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. Participants can arrange free transportation, depending on availability, by calling Norwich door to door on 01603 776735.
Relatives of adults with physical disabilities are fuming about the decision to close a specialist care home. The Grove in East Carlton near Wyndham is being shut down, forcing its 23 full-time occupants to find new accommodation. And the families of those in its care have been left to pick up the responsibility, claiming the sudden decision has blindsided them. A relative said, "We had a series of meetings throughout the last 10 months with reassurances that things were improving. But 2 weeks ago, we were told things weren't looking good. Last August, the home was rated inadequate by the Care Quality Commission after inspectors discovered a number of discrepancies in the way its services were being run. Leonard Cheshire, the welfare charity in charge of the Grove, committed to bringing it up to standard, but less than a year later, residents are being given their marching orders.
East Coast Paralympic swimming champion Jessica Jane Applegate has spoken about being snubbed by potential sponsors for not looking disabled enough. Miss Applegate, who was given an autism diagnosis at a young age, says she wishes the world was more inclusive for people with unseen disabilities. I once had a TikTok video of me swimming during lockdown go viral, and people commented under it, "What's wrong with you? Broken an eyelash?" Miss Applegate told The Big Issue. "People can't see my underlying conditions, my heart, my lungs, my bones. My health conditions are endless. They want someone who looks obviously disabled so that people don't question them or say there's nothing wrong with them," she added. Miss Applegate broke a world record at the age of 16 during her 200-metre gold medal triumph in London 2012. Later in her sporting career, she overcame injury to qualify for the locked-down Japan 2020 Paralympics, where she secured her legacy with another gold medal, and last summer she regained the top spot of the World Championships in the S14 200-metre freestyle.
An eye clinic has once again donated to a sight loss charity. The Norwich New Medica Eye Health Clinic has given £1,000 to Vision Norfolk to aid people with sight loss. The fundraising activities contributing to the donation included an Easter egg tombola, a sponsored bike ride, and several bake sales. Fundraising officer Erin Snell visited the clinic in Broadland Business Park in Thorpe St Andrew for this second donation, which brought the sum raised since November 2021 to around £3,000. Ms Snell said Vision Norfolk relies totally on the generosity and support of local people to be able to deliver our programmes of support for those living with sight loss in the county. So we are very grateful indeed to the team at New Medica for their continued support. Karen Hansed, Operations Director at New Medica Norwich, said, "Vision Norfolk provides such a vital service for those living with sight loss in the county, and it was an easy decision for us to adopt the charity for our ongoing fundraising activity."